This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Rakel. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, parliamentary party's weekly strategy meeting, known as Mangal Milan, is currently underway in the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other leaders are attending the meeting. The meetings are traditionally held on Tuesdays during Parliament sessions with an aim to demonstrate complete alliance unity. The meeting last took place on 21st of this month when Prime Minister Narendra Modi had called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. MPs from Trinamool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India NCPI, are also attending the alliance meeting. Bihar and Assam governments have decided to withdraw cases and other legal proceedings initiated against people who participated in protests over NEET examination. Bihar's Home Department assured that it will immediately initiate the legal process to withdraw all FIRs, criminal complaints and show cause notices against agitators registered before 6 p.m. on 26th of July. Assam government has also instructed authorities to review all arrests and detentions made in connection with these cases and expedite the release of the arrested persons. Domestic equity benchmark indices opened on a muted note this morning, tracking weak cues from Asian markets after a sharp sell-off in global semiconductor stocks. Sensex opened at 76,831.75, down 0.01%, while Nifty started the session at 23,971.25, 0.10%. Sectorally, IT stocks led the gains in early trade. Healthcare and pharma stocks also traded in positive territory. Government has debunked a post circulating on social media that falsely claims that students were fired upon in Delhi during the late night hours. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau, PIB, said that this claim is fake. It further clarified that there has been no such incident in Delhi at midnight. In the Commonwealth Games, India's parachute putter Sharmila Dhankar won the gold medal in women's shot put F57 event with a season-best effort of 9.81 metres in Glasgow. Sharmila also became India's first-ever Commonwealth Games para-athletics gold medalist. Indian high jumper Sarvesh Koshare also clinched a silver medal in the men's high jump event at Scotstoun Stadium. Moreover, weightlifters Valuri Ajay Babu and Gyaneshwari Yadav clinched a silver each as India enjoyed another productive day at the Games. Shot putter Shilpa Shaila also secured a dramatic bronze medal in the women's shot put F57 event after a successful post-match protest. With this, India's total medal count stands at 10, including 2 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze at the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games. Meanwhile, Indian boxer Lovlina Borgohain is already assured of a medal at Glasgow 2026 after receiving a quarterfinal bye in the women's 75-kilogram event. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall today over parts of Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, South Interior, Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and coastal Karnataka. Meanwhile, hot and humid weather conditions are likely to persist during the day over parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh. World Hepatitis Day is being observed today. Globally, the theme for the year is hepatitis. Let's break it down. Focus on removing financial, social and healthcare barriers to reach the 2030 elimination goals. The date of 28 July was chosen because it is the birthday of Nobel Prize winning scientist Dr. Baruch Bloomberg, who discovered hepatitis B virus and developed a diagnostic test and vaccine for the virus. World Nature Conservation Day is also being observed today globally to raise awareness about protecting nature. And that is the end of this news bulletin.